Hello, it's the 7th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Luton Community Policing Team, as part of Bedfordshire Community Policing, is hoping to make Luton Town Centre a zone free from organised criminal activity. Through Operation Metal, they have already achieved a degree of success. Last Thursday, an arrest was made involving a male in his 40s. He was suspected of laundering money after police stopped and searched him, the vehicle he was driving, which contained around £30,000 in cash. Last week, police who were patrolling in the town centre were informed of the presence of a suspected robber. The man was detained for questioning, and a later search turned up a number of bags of illegal drugs as well as an offensive weapon. Alex House, the chief inspector directing Operation Metal, commented that these early results are really encouraging and send a strong message. The Labour Party's Shadow Secretary of State for Women and Equalities, Annalise Dodds, visited mid-Bedfordshire village of Shefford to promote Alistair Stratham's run in a possible by-election. Miss Dodds commented that he is someone who's really determined to provide a proper representation for the people in this area. Three sexual offences in Bedford occurring between the 24th of June and the 5th of July have led to the arrest of a teenage boy. The incidents, which all happened along Fosthill Road, involving one case of indecent exposure and two sexual assaults. Michelle Lack, Detectives Chief Inspector with Bedfordshire Police, said, "We understand members of the public have been concerned. Our specialist teams have been following several lines of inquiries, which has led to an arrest." Luton Town Football Club have recently received a new honour following their promotion to the Premier League, their own version of the board game Monopoly. The board will contain 39 notable areas of interest around the town, but some of those spaces still need to be filled in. A public consultation will be held to decide what Luton landmarks to include. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.